Welcome to the Level Up Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Alex. I went from being a cop to an eight-figure entrepreneur that helps average people like you and me make money every single day. I created this podcast to help you get motivated and to crush your goals. Let's win together. Remember, I have your six. Get ready to level up right now. Hey guys, welcome back to the Level Up Podcast. This is Paul Alex. Guys, we have another phenomenal interview, okay? Look, this is going to be proof that you can literally scale any type of business out there from just having a laptop, having some brains, and just wit, okay? I want you guys to meet Jauncy Hobson, okay? Jauncy, she is one of the biggest entrepreneurs that comes to the space with telecom. Now, if you don't know what telecom is, imagine call centers. Imagine generating leads for any company out there. That's what she does. Jauncy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm feeling blessed. I'm thankful to be here. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be able to share people a stream that really changed it all for me. So,
well, I'm excited. I mean, I've been using call centers for the past 5 years for a couple of my businesses, and I know it's huge. I just never met another entrepreneur that actually builds the call centers.
Oh, yeah.
So that's fire. I'm excited for this.
I'm excited, too, because the way it even just started, yeah, you're gonna want to lead this podcast ready to start a call center today.
Let's do it. Let's do it. We have a lot of good listeners and a lot of people watching this that are going to get inspired, and they're going to be hitting you up. So get ready.
Let's go.
I love it. I love the game feel. I love the confidence, guys. Okay, so Jauncy, right before you got into entrepreneurship, okay, lead us through that path. What's your background right before you were just like, aha moment, hey, you know, I got to work for myself.
You want filter or unfiltered?
I mean, it's your show. Go ahead.
Okay. So, I mean, before entrepreneurship, it was entrepreneur, but the street way.
Mm-hmm.
And shortly after giving my life to Christ, I ended up trying to go legit.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to this platform called Arise. A lot of people know about Arise. Like, it's a middleman platform where people go, they connect with different Fortune 500 companies, mm-hmm. and they provide the agents or whatnot. So I was on that platform working under a woman, Caucasian woman, and I'll make sure I make it make sense why I say Caucasian woman.
No, you're good.
I don't like to call people old. She was seasoned, okay? She was like in her late 40s, early 50s. And long story short, she just really liked my drive. Like, I was a very hard worker under her company. Like, I picked up all the hours. I wanted extra hours because, again, I'm trying to go legit. I'm trying to make it make sense to not have to go back to what I was doing.
How old were you at this time?
I was 17. Either 17 or 18 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So ended up working for this woman for Carnival Cruise Lines. Carnival Cruise Lines is a very fun company. Like, people were calling in, booking cruises, canceling cruises, because it was kind of like about 2 years before the pandemic. So that, like, they were booking cruises, canceling cruises, upgrading cabins, and it was just really fun. All right. But I was working under her, and I started seeing that she had, like, 100-plus people part of her, like, call center, like, basically, like, me, agents. And I was like, okay, she takes $50 out of my check every 2 weeks, which is cool because we were 1099 independent contractors. But you got, like, 100-some people, you know what I'm saying, working for you. So the dots started connecting, and I was like, you know, I need to figure out how I'm going to get this. But before I even said, I want to figure out how I'll be able to do this, she was already like, you know what? I want to take you under my wing, and I want to show you how you can get your own call center set up, because I had a little social media presence already back then for other reasons or whatnot, but I knew I had people that would want to work from home.
Yeah.
So that's how I got started in, well, before working at a call center, before owning a call center.
So this was right before COVID.
Right before, like 2 years, literally.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so you get into the business of actually starting to learn to build your call center from your mentor. And then do you automatically go and launch right away? Or, like, do you, like, do what I did for, like, a decade where, you know, at the age of 18, I was a nightclub promoter from 18 to 24. Mm-hmm. And then I was just like, I'm going to be an entrepreneur the rest of my life. You know, I'm making $30,000 on a Saturday from a nightclub, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it hits me, and I'm like, okay, I got to get a real job. And I go and I work for like a decade for sales, for law enforcement and all that. And then I come back into the whole entrepreneurship game.
Yeah.
So for you, once you learned the telecom game from your mentor, did you jump right in or did you like hesitate? Like what was your actual process?
It was pretty simple because Arise has like its own infrastructure. So really all I had to do was just bring the agents to the platform. They had access once they were on the platform to basically work for any company that was available. Like you had Barnes & Noble, Home Depot, Dick's Sporting Goods. Like it was many different companies that you could work for. But I would say probably like 30 days. Within 30 days, I just went out and tested the waters. I made a post on Facebook and I was like, who would like to work from home, make your own schedule, be your own boss, to try to like jazz it up, make it sound good. Different Fortune 500 companies, like, and then the flexibility with the schedules really got people. So logged off Facebook, came back on Facebook, had like over 500 comments. So people saying, oh, my email, here's my email or me interested, da da da. And that's when I was like, okay, like I know all 500 people aren't going to sign up, but that's a start. Like at least probably about, even if I just get 50 out of that 500 and then I'm taking out my fee bi-weekly, it's going to make sense for me. So, okay,
let's get back to this. I love this. So, okay, now we're getting into organic marketing. Mm-hmm. So you do the post. Do you do a post like on a Facebook group or do you do a post like on your Facebook personal profile?
That was just on my personal page.
So you just had a lot of friends. You had like a huge connection.
Yeah. You know like how Facebook used to cap you at like 5K
yes.
friends?
Mm-hmm.
So like I was past that. And then they started doing like the followers too.
Yep.
Like if you couldn't be a friend.
Yep.
So yeah, I was past that. Like Facebook, I had in the bag.
So you started leveraging Facebook. And that was actually the first online platform that I capitalized in because I was using Facebook groups.
See?
So very, very simple, similar concept, you could say, like what you did. But with me, I had zero following.
Yeah.
I had zero following, and I was just like, okay, I had to leverage Facebook groups.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of telecom Facebook groups,
sure.
right?
Work from home, stay at home mom.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all that.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's thousands of work from home groups.
Have you started your own community?
Yes. Well, my own club, yeah.
Okay.
We'll get into
that. We'll talk about that.
For sure.
Yeah. No, for sure. No, that's good.
I had to.
No. No, you do. So... All right, so let's talk about this. So you get the telecom, your telecom.
It was like a no-brainer for them.
Empire, you're starting to build it out. COVID happens. So COVID starts happening in 2019?
Yeah.
2020.
Yeah.
What happens to your business?
Oop, skyrocketed.
Really?
You got to think about it.
Okay. The way you did it, you just bamboozled me because I thought she was about to say, Emilio, I thought she was about to say like, yeah, it just went down the drain. Like, you know, usually that's what everybody's story is.
No.
It's just like, oh, business went down and then I discovered this and, you know, push it to the limit. Mm-hmm. So you're skyrocketed.
Mine skyrocketed.
Wow.
So break that down. So you got to think about it. During the pandemic, what was happening? Businesses were closing down. Mm-hmm. Establishments were shutting down. Mm-hmm. People were getting laid off work.
Yep.
People refused to get the, they didn't even have the vaccine at the time, but people just were scared to go in.
Yep.
Jobs were making you work remotely, mm-hmm. okay? And then people were just getting fired because the businesses could not, like, uphold the pandemic, so they had to let people go.
Yeah.
So who was still open for business?
Right.
Where you don't got to be around people, where you can work out the comfort of your own environment? Me.
Mm.
So that's when my business skyrocketed. Everybody was looking for work from home.
Wow.
And they came to me. So before the pandemic, I had 121 agents under me.
Wow.
During the pandemic, I think I gained about 693 people in 30 days under my call center.
That's insane.
Yeah, under my call center.
Wow.
And this is still, we talking middleman right now. We ain't even talking about the other stuff, but this is on a middleman platform.
So... Okay, for the people listening right now,
mm-hmm.
how does it usually work in the middleman platform? Okay, so obviously you got like a platform like Amazon, I would assume, right?
Yeah.
And it's similar to like selling products, but you're essentially providing the agents for
the
call center.
Yeah, so basically like staffing them for the company.
You're staffing them for the company.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then they give you a percentage.
I take out a fee.
your fee.
So because they're independent contractors, well, this is used to because I'm not on their Minuteman platform anymore, but I would take out a fee bi-weekly. So I did the same thing, $49.99. You had some people that did $199, like literally $200. You had some people that would do like $20. So it was at your discretion. What do you want to take out of people's paychecks? And it really made sense to people because they're like, okay, if I work at a company, they're already taking out all kind of taxes and fees. So your check may be at your job $2,000, but by the time they deduct all the fees and taxes and stuff, it's like $1,200 or something. So like when they were like, okay, only $50 you're taking out, $49.99, it was like a no-brainer for them.
You, as the person who brings the agents, what is basically your cut of the pie?
$49.99
per agent. And it's just a flat fee?
Flat fee.
Every single month?
Every single agent, every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
Bi-weekly.
So you were getting $100 per agent, and you were bringing in hundreds of agents.
Hundreds.
Man, that's pretty good residual.
By the time, oh, for sure. But I
like that concept.
Oh, yeah. That's what got me. That's something like this woman literally has 100-something people under her company, and she was, like, seasoned. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was working there for a while.
Yeah.
So it's like, she wasn't even marketing. She wasn't doing, like, she was the top premier IBO, which is basically, you know, independent business owner. So she was, like, one of the top premier IBOs on the Rise platform. So once you become a top premier IBO, they start, like, just putting people under you. Like, I never signed up under her. It's just they put me under her.
Right.
So I was like, this woman got 100, like, at least 100-something people working for her.
Probably
she's
more.
Taking out $50 bi-weekly.
Yeah.
I was like, and she's not even savvy like I am when it comes to social media and marketing, and I was like, it's a no-brainer. I know people. I got family members that I know want to work from home.
Man, I mean, Emilio, how come we never heard of this? I mean, we need to step up our game, dude.
A lot of people have heard of it, but probably not so much, because I'm pretty sure we'll get into that, why I ended up leaving the platform. But during like that era, I want to say like 2017 through 2022, Arise was hot.
Okay, so you were with them till 2022?
Yes, the end of 2022. Hold on, we're in 2025. Yep, the end of 2022.
Okay, so you were with them at 2022. So let's paint the picture here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a big storyteller myself.
Visionary
I like it, guy. Yeah. So 2022 happens. It's after COVID. Your business is booming.
Yes.
Push it to the limit.
Yes.
You're like, yes, this is awesome.
Yes.
Okay, so business is thriving. How's your personal life at that time?
I was wildin'. Like,
you were wildin'.
I was spending, like.
Yeah, you're a boss babe.
Yeah, just reckless.
Got it.
Like, ain't never seen that much money.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah, well.
You have to experience it sometimes.
You got to.
Yeah.
So you know what not to do.
Of course,
okay?
Of course.
So I was definitely, like, I was traveling everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So
which is actually good.
Yes.
I tell people they need to travel.
Yes.
When you make money, that's the first thing you should do.
Oh, yeah, I was everywhere.
Yeah.
I was all over the country.
Good.
I was all over just, I took many solo trips by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So during that time in my life, I was, like, honestly, just feeling very blessed.
Good.
Because I sat on the edge of my bed and I told God, please give me a way, okay, to figure out how to do this on my own legally. Like, I love making money, but I don't like the way that I'm making it.
Of course.
So it's like, and when I say that, I'm from Orlando, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that whole culture and everything, like, just really being in the streets, hanging with the wrong people, But it was never nothing crazy.
Yeah.
I just want to say that for the camera, okay? It was never nothing crazy. Never
you're putting everybody in suspense right now.
Okay, exactly.
They're like, what was
never
she doing?
Never sold my body anything like that, okay? I just want to make that very clear. But I was just, honestly, I was a hot girl, like, just hothead, just, you know, kind of just, again, reckless.
Yeah.
So when I started making money legally, I was still reckless, but not like that.
In a different way.
In a different way.
With
you
the
know
spending.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Okay, so from there,
mm-hmm.
okay, you're doing that, you're living the life. How old were you then at 2022?
2022, I'm 26 now. So 2022.
So around 22, 23.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I think 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, 21
okay.
years old.
So you were that, man, I mean, to make that much money, to be honest, if that was me at the age of 21, I'd be like, wow. Like,
oh,
I wouldn't
time,
know what to do.
By the time I closed out, like, before I even left the platform,
mm-hmm.
I waited till everybody contracts, like, kind of
mm-hmm.
expired. Like, I gave everybody a heads up, and I told them what I was about to be working on. Like, if you still want to work, like, you know, I'll talk about that because I'm sure we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But I closed out. I had probably at least 1,700 agents under me before I left.
That's amazing.
The Arise platform.
That's amazing. And when these people would sign up, would you with that Arise platform, because I know it's basically like a broker platform, mm-hmm. Did they allow you to keep any of the data?
No.
No.
They did allow me to keep my relationships with these companies.
How so?
So, for example, you got Dick's Sporting Goods, Home Depot, Neiman Marcus. You had all kind of different companies that were available on the platform. So the route that I'm doing now, when we talk about that, I put that on my portfolio. Like, that's on my LinkedIn. That's on my resume. And that's how I was able to get contracts on my own. And that's what gave me the confidence to leave the Arise platform alone.
So essentially, because of that platform, and let's talk about this, mm-hmm. like, basically of the beginner listening and viewing you right now, because yeah. it's very inspiring. I'm very inspired yeah. right now. That you used a broker platform.
Yes.
And you were able to get the authority
yes.
of these massive companies yes. to go under your resume because you had the social proof.
Yes.
And I always tell people that. I was just like, you need social proof, right?
I had the social proof.
You know, it's one thing, me and Emilio, and guys, if you guys don't know who Emilio is running the entire podcast. He's the reason why we are top five in business in the U.S., okay? Cheers to Emilio. So with that being said, guys, you know, one thing I always tell all my mentees, and I'm pretty sure you tell them the same thing, you need massive social proof, especially yes. to build your authority.
Yes.
And you need experience.
Yes.
That's why, like, when I start with anything, I never say I'm the smartest person in the world. At the end of the day, I'm good at one thing, which is visionary. I'm a startup guy.
Yeah.
And then I hire smarter people than me.
Exactly.
And the one thing I always tell everybody is just like, dude, you have to provide massive value.
Yes.
So in your situation, that platform gave you massive value because you were able to connect with these big companies. So yes. you leveraged the big company, the authority, and then you started your own.
Yes.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. How long since you left that broker platform till starting your own? Was it right away?
No. So basically I was able to really just see some kind of profit
mm-hmm.
on my own.
Yep.
That was in December. And April is when I got my first contract on my own. Okay. So it took 4 months.
4 months.
So I knew it wasn't going to be instantaneous, because it's a process of, like, you got to bid on a contract. You got to wait out on a contract, like, to see if you're even going to get picked. Like, you don't know. So, like, that process is about, I want to say, 90 days in itself. So it wasn't right away, no.
So let's break down a masterclass, a mini masterclass,
yeah.
okay? So right now, imagine you have a classroom of beginners mm-hmm. and they just came back from a broker platform. And now you are going to explain to them in a very simplified process on how to get their first deal. Okay. How would you do it?
Cliche, make sure you have your LLC, because no company, especially Fortune 500 company, is going to do any kind of business with you if you do not have that, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you have your LLC. Make sure you have your EIN as well. And I would go on, should I name drop the platforms?
Yeah, of
okay,
course.
So
go ahead.
My favorite platform, very user-friendly, is BitBanana, okay? I also like BitPrime, all right? BitPrime actually gives you 45 days, they say, free trial. And all of these platforms that I'm mentioning, they all have the same contracts on them. So it's really just pick whichever one works for you. But they have a free trial. And it says 45 days, but I had students that say 5 months they were able to use the BitPrime platform, and you'll be able to see all the different contracts. Once you get your contract, once you find a contract, we do not want to look for anything such as any on-site, any physical labor. We want everything to be cloud-based, everything virtual, everything remote, okay? Those are like green flags when it comes to finding a solid contract. Once you find your solid contract, you want to go over to ChatGPT, okay? You want to read through that contract, because people don't like to read through the contracts. You may see some contracts, they're 10 pages. You may see some that's like 80 pages. You got to read every single page for yourself so you know exactly what this company is asking of you to do. Once you read it for yourself, put it into ChatGPT. Let ChatGPT break it down. Say, Chat, just break this down in the simplest of forms. What are they asking my call center business to do? How many agents do you think that they would need? And just gather that data. Then you want to go over to the contract, and it's going to have something that says request for proposal. It's going to tell you everything that you need to submit. You want to go over to Google Docs, and you want to have ChatGPT help you out with breaking down that proposal, and then you want to bid on that contract.
Wow.
That's the simplest of forms I can say.
So, okay, just based on the steps that you gave us right now.
Yes.
Okay. What can somebody expect on average if they were to land a deal like you landed your first deal?
You're going to have to train your own agents. Mm-hmm. That's something that Arise did for me, mm-hmm. but I had to build my own team to train my own people. You're going to have to do your own payroll. Mm-hmm. That's something that Arise would do for me, but now I have to obviously do on my own because, again, now I'm the source.
Okay? You're the platform.
I'm the platform the now, platform. So now I got to do everything. And mainly, that's it. Because great news for you guys, the companies have their own software. So, like, some people think that you need to have, like, a CRM built out or, you know, spend 50 grand, 60 grand, even though that's what I did now because I wanted to have my own software or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But most of these companies do have their own software, and what I do is I now integrate my software with theirs. But some companies, they just have everything for you as far as the infrastructure. Mm. So that's really, like, the meat and potatoes because a lot of people be thinking that, okay, how am I going to basically have a platform or something for them to actually come onto? And no, the contract is going to have the software already. You just need to make sure you can find the agents. Make sure you can provide the services, okay? Before you bid on a contract, just make sure you can provide the services. As long as you can do the job, you're confident in doing the job, you got the best prices, you got the people that are going to be able to work in excellence, they're going to do business with you.
I love that. I love that. Because I'm a big believer in three pillars.
Yeah.
Client acquisition, sales, and the most important, fulfillment.
Yes, fulfillment. Well, the
majority of companies, they end up failing, going bankrupt because they cannot fulfill.
Yeah.
And then, boom, reviews, good business. Yeah. Right? So that's great. I'm happy that you actually mentioned that because a lot of people need to realize, like, hey, people are paying you money. Exactly. It is time to execute, right?
You got to execute.
All right, cool. So let me ask you this. How many people have you helped actually launch their own virtual call center?
Let me just think of a range. Okay?
Sure, yeah,
Let me think of a starting number.
Yeah, I know you've been doing this for a while. So.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I've helped, I would just say a minimum of 150 people.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just start there, 150 people. That's between students like that are part of a mentorship. That's also my one-on-one mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say at the minimum 150.
Okay, so 150 business owners, you start call centers. And is this in the United States or over the world?
This is, well, now all over the world. Mm-hmm. So it started off United States, but now I'm in Jamaica, I'm in the Philippines, I'm in Belize, I'm in South Africa, I'm in Guatemala, and Dominican Republic.
I love that. Yes. I love that. Good for you. Any chance with Spanish call centers?
Oh,
like
yeah,
Spanish-speaking call centers?
For sure. So one of the contracts that actually I'm pretty sure me and my mentee is going to get.
Mm-hmm.
They were looking for bilingual agents. So that's like common. Like, honestly, I like bilingual agents. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to make sure that they can speak both English and Spanish, especially for my internet like providers, like type contracts that people are calling in. And yeah, they don't speak the best English, but they do speak Spanish. I mean, even being out here in Miami, everybody speaks Spanish.
Everybody speaks Spanish.
I want to learn how to speak Spanish because I just feel like it's something that, you know, everybody just needs to know.
You have to, especially as an entrepreneur. You're now in Miami.
Exactly.
You know?
I'm everywhere now. So,
exactly.
Yeah, the lessons, you know, I learned a little thing or two. So
let me ask you. Let me ask you, John C. Okay. What would you say is the most common mistake that beginners make when they go ahead and launch their own virtual call center? What's the most common? Just based on your experience now.
They don't trust the process.
Mm.
They don't trust the process.
So are you saying it's lack of conviction within the process? Lack of commitment or like discipline to like follow it through?
Discipline.
Mm.
Yes. Okay. Because the way I look at it is like, it's a contract. Yes, mm-hmm. you may have some that's 5 pages, 10 pages, but you may have some that's like 60, 80, 100 pages.
Wow.
And it's little tiny words. Yes, it may be a little tedious. Yes, you may be a little antsy, okay, after the first 10 pages, you're ready to like, you know, but you have to do that part.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, you want to be able to, if that company was standing right in front of your face, you're able to say, okay, you're able to tell that company about whatever that contract was asking of your company to do. You don't want to be up there like, no. You want to be confident like, no. Okay, I believe that we will need 50 agents to fulfill this particular department of customer service, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, know how, like, you need to be able to speak the way that, like, you done read. It should just really just soak it up like a sponge. So I would say that people do not trust the process. They're not disciplined. And when I say trust the process, I'm bidding on at least, like, 5 contracts a week because I know one is going to stick.
Right.
But those one contract for me to, like, actually do probably takes a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
It does. So if you're doing that couple of hours, like, you know, 5 contracts, what's that, like, 10 hours, some people, they don't want to do that. After the first 2 contracts, if that, they're like, oh, okay. And then if they don't win the contract, it's like, oh. But see, I trust the process, and I let my faith carry me. So, like, I really think that's why I am very successful in this industry, because, for one, it took a lot of faith for me to even leave Arise. And for me to believe in myself that, you know what, if they're getting contracts, you can do this too. You can get contracts as well. I didn't know how I was going to do it, didn't have no mentor, didn't have no kind of guidance. Nobody in my industry is doing what I'm doing at the level that I'm doing it. I just had to put 2 and 2 together, and here we are.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Got to be disciplined, and you got to trust the process.
No, absolutely.
And consistency. That's the word I was looking for. You got to be consistent.
No, absolutely. It seems like a lot of the work that you're talking about is the boring work that most people don't want to do.
It is.
Right?
It is.
Awesome. I love that. Okay. So what would you say is a typical day like for you now that you're here in Miami? I know you're doing multiple things now. I know you're coming out with a clothing brand.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about streaming now.
Mm-hmm.
But your bread and butter is telecom.
Telecom.
So what is your average day look like right now in Miami?
I wake up in the morning about, I want to say, 5:30, 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing I do, my Bible will be right next to me. I read either a chapter of a certain book or about 10 pages. I always make sure, that's my number in my head, at least 10 pages. Right now I'm reading the whole book of Psalm. So before I go to bed at night, I'm reading about 10 pages. When I wake up in the morning, I'm reading 10 pages. Mm-hmm. So that's first things first. And then I go meditate. So right downstairs is water. So I go downstairs, I go look at the yachts, like, it's right in my face because that's next for your girl, okay? I gotta get the yacht. I'm there and I'm meditating and I'm just really showing God thanksgiving. Like, mm-hmm. that is key, I think, to really just allowing God to open doors for you. Like, I don't wanna start preaching, but I just love me some Christ, okay? Christ. But anywho, after that, I go upstairs and I get ready to either go to Pilates or I go to the gym. I kind of switch it up, so it just depends which mood I'm kind of in. Once I finish my workout, then I'm in my office, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm in my office, and I'm having meetings. Every single day I have meetings with my mentees. Like, I check in with them. They be excited to send contracts. They be excited to have me look over them. So I'm looking over contracts. Even when I'm on a treadmill sometimes, I'm just reading through the contracts, making sure everything is good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll probably go catch me a little happy hour at Moxie's, go get me a sangria sometimes, okay? And something healthy off the menu. And then the rest of the evening, I'm doing the same thing, looking at contracts, reading contracts, like, in my bed, on the couch. That's it. Like, that's my day.
Would you say, as an entrepreneur, and you're pretty young,
mm-hmm.
okay? You're how old?
26.
You're 26.
Yeah.
I mean, at the age of 26, I was barely becoming a cop. I mean, I just didn't know. I was just like, I guess I'll be a cop, you know?
Yeah.
But no. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
Okay? You're doing it. You're doing it.
Yes.
So do you think having a routine is a make it or break it for entrepreneurs?
Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Where people, what is the word says? People perish for their lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the same thing. People perish for their lack of vision.
Mm.
And if you don't have a routine, you're just out here winging it.
Facts.
You know, you can't really think that you're going to achieve, let's just say, your highest potential by out here just winging it. And you ain't got no plan.
Absolutely.
So, like, no, you need to have a routine. Like, whatever that looks like. I tell people, take care of the mind, body, spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You hit those 3 points, you're good to go.
Yeah.
All right? I don't care what else you do throughout your day. Like, I start the day with prayer, but I'm listening to podcasts about business, about finances, about, like, just really feeding my mind. I'm meditating. I'm going to the gym, so I'm taking care of my body. I already took care of my spirit. And then I'm actually doing the work. I'm actually doing the action, you know? Especially, I know a lot of believers, they just oh, God, I'm just waiting for a miracle. Like, no, God is waiting on you to meet him halfway. You got to do some work. You know what I'm saying? You got to put in some work. And yeah. I used to think like that, though. Like, God, I'm doing everything right. I'm praying. And then God is like, but you're not really taking no action.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, let me take some action then. So, yeah. Like, once action meets God halfway, everything else is just going to make sense. So having a routine for me just really put things in perspective.
I love that.
Like, it kept me actually looking forward to waking up the next day and doing it all over again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's something to look forward to.
I love
that.
And
it keeps you disciplined.
No, yeah, it does. It does. What would you say, okay, and this is based off personal experience, right? So not everybody may relate to this. Mm-hmm. Me, myself, you know, I've gone through my trials and errors of entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. I've gone through, you know, roadblocks. I've gone through depression. I've gone through having family doubt me. I had mm-hmm. exes, like, literally talk shit to my face about, yeah. like, starting business.
I believe it.
What has been the hardest part of entrepreneurship for you? Where you were about to, like, give up. I'll give you an example, all right? And you guys probably heard this if you guys have been listening up to the Level Up podcast here for the past 15 months. With me, it was actually last year. Mm-hmm. Last year, it was ever since I left law enforcement in early 2021, mm-hmm. I've been on the go. Similar mindset. You were like, I'm spending money. I'm making money. So for me, it was more of, I have a big heart.
Yeah.
So for people, even like their friends and family, if they're like, hey, give me an opportunity, I will find a way to get them in my organization some way, somehow.
Yeah.
Right. And I gave quite a few people opportunities. Well, it sort of bit me in that, but in 2024, I had one COO steal over $200,000 from me.
Okay.
I had another COO who just almost bankrupt one of my businesses. I had three businesses last year.
Yeah.
And luckily I was able to keep the businesses afloat, but that was after a lot of stress that I did not need. And I gained like 40 pounds last year, which I lost it. But I'm just saying, like, that was a very stressful time that I didn't even realize it because I was so busy.
Yeah.
I was so busy. And on top of that, I got married. I was happy. I was sad. It was crazy.
It was a roller coaster of emotions.
It was chaos. Yeah. But see, the thing is, because as entrepreneurs, we get so in tune and focused with our daily routine, and we're just knocking it out, but we're not thinking like, hey, are we good? Like, mentally, health-wise, like, are you good?
Yeah.
Right? And I remember, Emilio, you remember, like, there was a couple episodes I was sitting here, I was just like, don't become an entrepreneur. Do sales instead. And that was probably one of, like, the podcasts that went viral. People were like, what's wrong with this guy?
Yeah.
But, yeah, what would you say?
So, for me, I would say, same thing. I'm going to use your example. Mm-hmm. I have a big heart, okay?
Yeah.
I have had people that, you know, have called me, you know, close friends, and they want an opportunity as well. Show them the ropes, okay? You know, basically, show them how to start their call center. And also, you know, if you want to partner with me in my mentorship, I'll give you a referral. Whoever you bring to me, I'll give you like $800.
You'll hook them
up. Okay? I'll hook them up, all right? I've had people literally, and then not even just close friends and families. I came out with an ebook as well. I had an ebook, basically the Arise Route, okay? I had an ebook, the Arise Route, A to Z, like, that ebook did crazy numbers, okay? Because it had everything up in there. Like, just go take it and do what you do with it. But I had people scamming, you know, my stuff, stealing my content. In my previous membership, I had people that were not there for the right reasons. They were taking my content, sending it to people, duplicating it, and acting like it's theirs. Especially the Arise thing. And that really kind of discouraged me because I'm like, I'm helping y'all out and y'all really trying to, like, scam people and bamboozle people saying I can help you build your call center. And then y'all take their money and then y'all ditch and leave. Like, I had an encounter at Cumberland Mall in Atlanta and I was there and I'm just, you know, shopping, minding my business. And a girl walks up to me and she's like, oh, my God, you are so pretty. And I'm like, thank you, because I'm just thinking it's just a compliment from another woman. She's like, oh, you're the girl that does the call centers. I'm like, yeah, yeah. She's like, I be watching your YouTube videos. She's like, That's so crazy. Like, 3 months ago, I got scammed by somebody pretending to be you. And that kind of was scary to me because I'm like, I'm out and about.
That's what I'm saying.
What if she did not figure out that that was not me?
Yeah, it happens.
And she comes up running up on me. You know what I'm saying? And now
it happens.
Catching a charge for, you know,
hitting you, you know, and all
doing
that.
Doing stuff. And like, that's crazy to me. So
yeah, it's wild.
I would say that really discouraged me when I would see people like post my content, steal my content, act like it's theirs. But that was all a rise too.
Yeah.
Now they all back on me.
Yeah.
They all back on me because they're like, because if you don't get into it, I'll tell about why a rise is just not it anymore. But it's not. So now they're like, she's still in the game? What is she doing? So yeah, y'all stole the sauce when it came to the rise. And look at me. I done pivoted to something even better, something completely different. But during that time, it was just kind of discouraging. And honestly, it just made me angry.
Yeah. Yeah.
It made me angry. I'm not going to act like it hurt me. It just made me angry because I'm like, how dare y'all? Like, telecom, you heard when we had our meeting, I'm passionate about. I don't play about, like, my knowledge, my experience.
You know,
like,
your stuff.
It's not something that can be just duplicated or no, like, you got to really have some skin in this game. So,
well, I mean, you're the first consultant I actually have seen in the online space talk about telecom and call centers and all that. And I've worked with call centers. You know, I short story, back in 2022 when I launched a my second eight-figure company, I was looking for call centers. And at that time, I didn't know anyone else. And I didn't want to use the same call center that I had for my first company.
Yeah.
So then I'm looking, we're getting referrals, you know, friends of that know friends.
Yeah.
I ended up spending over $400,000trying to vet three different call centers. And I had no way of telling myself I was getting scammed because, you know, you don't know if they're actually calling.
Can I ask you, like, what was it that they weren't doing?
They weren't getting leads.
Okay.
Like, at all. Like, it was horrible. Like, it took one call center.
Yeah.
Literally a month and a half to get one lead.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, this is insane.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, where is the money going?
Right.
You know? And it was these guys online that obviously they're like in different countries, but they're American.
Yeah.
But they're like, hey dude, you know, I live in Cancun right now. I'll build you, you know, your virtual call center, you know? Oh yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. All this stuff. Right. And you don't know where the money's going, but essentially, you know, I guess that's what sort of scared me from going ahead and looking for different call centers. Because there's not really like a well-represented platform out there for regular people like me to actually go and be like, oh, okay, I could get them from this call center.
Right.
Right? So let me ask you, from you said the platform Arise.
Yes.
Okay. Right now, are they still in business?
They are, yeah.
Okay.
I check in time to time.
Okay, okay. Are you checking in time? You got to. You know, it's market research.
Right.
It's market research.
It definitely is.
Because
I have people, like, every single day, I can pull up my phone and show some DMs right now. Oh, are you still doing the Arise? You still got the Arise ebook? No, I haven't done that for over 2 years now. Like,
right.
No, we're on to bigger and better things.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you guys still want to continue to use Arise? A middleman platform where it's so inconsistent now. They switched over CEOs.
Mm-hmm.
So the CEO that we had previously, I don't know what happened, but he wasn't there anymore. We got the new CEO. He promised to basically remove the restrictions on like what states you could hire.
Mm-hmm.
Because what the thing about Arise also is that it's restricted. Certain states you couldn't even hire in. But I would have my agents use a virtual address, and then they would do business. Like, so I finessed it a little bit. But
what was what was the reason for that? Why wouldn't they allow some states to not be able to pick up agents from?
I believe that it was just simply, I think it has something to do with, like, maybe taxes.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. It's always about
something,
taxes.
Yeah, I think it has something to do with taxes. Is why they, like, Washington wasn't one.
Mm-hmm.
What's another one? Of course, it wouldn't be on the top of my head right now. But it was, like, about six states.
Mm.
Connecticut wasn't one. Really, like, up north type states were just not part of the Arise. Like, you couldn't hire people in that area.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Was California one of them?
Yep, California was another one.
I knew
one.
It.
Yep.
California, of course.
Yep. California was another one. It sure was. So the thing about Arise is it was just very limited. So that's what got me off the platform anyway. I kind of felt like I was boxed in. Like, certain states you couldn't hire in. And then what happened was the jobs started becoming limited. They started losing contracts. So, like, no more Home Depot was on there. No more Barnes & Noble was on there. Like, and they had, like, these, like, little starter-up companies.
Got it.
So, like, and they had, I think I went on there before, and they had, like, maybe Neiman Marcus on there. Like, you know, but it was, like, really, like, companies I just really never heard of. Like, energy companies and stuff like that. And then the hours, you know, hours started getting, like, cut short. So it just became an inconsistent platform. I'm like, not only do I know I'm called to this industry, because I had a woman prophesy to me, and she told me, she was like, you're going to be a woman to provide many jobs, and you're going to be a woman of many resources. And that was before I even thought to even do a call center. So now that I'm doing what I'm doing, I'm like, yes, I have gave jobs to thousands of people. So
I love that.
You know?
Yeah.
But I say that to say with the Rise, I had to learn how, okay, this platform is no longer it. We got a new CEO. He changes stuff up now. People still coming to me trying to start a call center business. This is all I know, Arise.
Yeah.
This is how I built my success, off this platform that's no longer doing anything.
Right.
So now I have to figure out a way, okay, I got to figure out how to get these contracts on my own. So, like, when I tell you, honestly, God really connected the pieces. I still don't know how I even, like, honestly know what I know, because really all I knew was Arise. Like, I never thought to even get off the platform. But now, when it comes to getting contracts on my own and, like, securing clients on my own, it's like I'm a beast when it comes to that.
So what is the next step that ended up happening where you were like, okay, Arise is no longer, I'm gonna go ahead, do my own thing, and now, what are you currently doing? And then also, what's the future hold?
Getting more contracts.
Getting more contracts?
Getting more contracts. I just released my club, Telecom Millionaires Club.
Let's dive into that.
Yeah.
So, if you guys didn't know, I had actually a meeting with John C. And it was regarding trying to get a call center. And we were like, hey, we got to meet, right?
Yeah.
You just moved to Miami at the time, I believe.
Yes.
And I was just like, awesome, right?
Yep.
So then start talking. And then I see you post on social media.
Yes.
You know, Telecom Millionaires.
Yes.
So tell us what Telecom Millionaires is.
So Telecom Millionaires Club is a community, a club. Full of millionaires. When I think of club, I think of wealth. I think of money. And I tell people before they get in this industry, this is not a little girl, little boy industry. This is a shark industry. If you a little fish, you're not going to survive in telecom. I literally just had a call yesterday with my VIPs inside the Telecom Millionaire Club. And I was telling one of the girls, she was a little bit like, because she has a hearing today at 2 o'clock with one of the companies that she's trying to get a contract with. She was a little bit like shy and like timid, and I was telling her, I said, no, these companies, they're going to talk to you, and you need to know what you're talking about. So you need to have some confidence, put some bass in your voice. Like, that's not going to fly over here. So Telecom Millionaires Club, wealth mindsets only. Okay. I'm pretty sure you see me say that all the time.
Of course.
I only want the wealthiest of mindsets, because I want people to understand that this is an industry that will change your life, generations after you, generations, your parents, your leave a legacy, telecom, all right? So Telecom Millionaires Club is just a club full of millionaires, and we all do telecom, and we talk about all things call centers. We're building call centers. We're getting contracts. We're obtaining clients, because that's something else that I'm teaching as well, outside of just, like, the local, state, and federal way. So local is, like, your city. State is, like, you know, the state of Miami. And then federal is, like, your government type contracts. So outside of those little three, I'm also teaching how to secure contracts and clients through LinkedIn.
Wow.
That's like,
that's powerful.
So that's new. That's new inside of Telecom Millionaires Club. So that's like, yeah, that's going to be a game changer, because those are like the little small contracts. So like, you're probably making like $5,000 to $10,000 a month. Could be more, who knows?
You know, for a lot of people, $5,000 to $10,000 is good money.
But listen, you get like three or four, like, you know, now you're making at least $15,000 to $20,000 a month.
That's good money.
So, and then a local, state, federal, those are the ones that take like 90 days, and it's a little bit more tedious work and stuff, but those are the ones that's paying like millions.
Really?
So the contract that we're about to bid on is $55 million for 1 year. Listen, I've come across contracts, $55 million, $44 million, $22 million, but for 4 years.
Yeah.
Typically, it's for 4 years, but this particular contract is for 1 year. But you're dealing with Medicaid and insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's why it's $55 million. But that was like, my mentee found that contract for me.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, yeah, that's the one that she had a hearing for. So
that's awesome.
Y'all keep me in y'all prayers, like I.
That's very
need
inspiring.
Need that contract.
No. Yeah, I'm like, man. You talk about $55 million deals. That's okay. I love that.
One year is insane. That's like $145
yeah.
a month. And by the time you're done paying your people and paying your team or whatnot, you're probably still going to take away, let's just say, $100K minimum.
Mm-hmm. It's good money
per month.
I love that. Have to get a good tax person.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, for sure. Get you a CPA. Yeah. I got one if y'all need one.
Love it. Yeah. Love it. So my question to you is telecom millionaires. So is it meant for like beginners or is it meant for like everyone? Beginners, intermediate, professional, people that have call centers already? Like who's it meant for?
So I have people that's already inside of the group. They mm-hmm. don't have a call center.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them do have a call center.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them want to scale more within their call center. So it's for everybody.
So if, let's say, for example, me.
Yes.
If I was just like, okay, I want to learn Humble Beginnings.
Yes.
Like, I want to know how I could go about learning the structure, then going and building up to
yeah.
building the call center. Would that club be for me?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
So literally our first day was yesterday, mm-hmm. like our first meeting.
Mm-hmm.
But they already have homework that they got Friday.
Mm.
And the homework was basically the foundation, setting up the foundation of your call center. So if somebody joined Telecom Millionaires Club, you may be a little bit behind because we're past that now. But you can go watch those modules. And I'm very thorough, step by step, showing you everything. And you'll be able to set up your call center business, like the foundation of it. And then I have a whole nother sector where I'm talking about what contracts do we even look for? Like red flags, green flags. Do we want to bid on this one? Do we not want to bid on this one and why? And then I get into the actual fulfillment of the contract. So now we're doing the proposals. Now we're doing the cost proposal, the technical proposal, the business summaries and everything. So now we're doing that. Then I'm showing you how to actually place your bid on the contract. And then after that, it's a rinse and repeat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, it's like the tedious, the most work you're going to have to do is read.
I love
that's
that.
What I tell people. Just gotta read.
I love
just
that.
Read. Like it's not that bad. Just read.
No, that works.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. So then with Telecom Millionaires, what's your plan to scale it? Like what do you want to do? Are you gonna host events? Like I saw that you announced that you're gonna be doing a yacht
mm-hmm.
Mastermind in July.
Yes.
So I love it.
Yeah.
I love those type of ideas. We're doing it in person ourselves in June in LA.
Yeah.
Which is going to be very good.
Oh,
but yeah. I feel like what you have going on, it's brand new, especially in the online space.
Yeah.
People don't tell people how to build traditional businesses. Because
yeah.
I believe call centers are traditional businesses.
Oh, for sure.
You know, you're still talking to people. You're using soft
exactly.
skills.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So, no, it's good. So what's your future plans for Telecom Millionaires?
Telecom Millionaires Club, I would say my future plans, honestly, is to just birth millionaires mm-hmm. in telecom. Like, I want to be able to just see people thrive and, like, honestly, just take off with this new way that I'm teaching. That's the future. Just get contracts. Like,
just
that's,
get contracts.
That's it. Like, and do what you need to do with it. Like mm-hmm. invest into some real estate. Start that whatever business that you got on your heart that you needed the finances to do. Go buy the yacht. Like, you know, that's my future. That's my near future. I got to get the yacht. So it's like the future I just see is like people saying Telecom Millionaires Club was the best thing that ever happened to them
yeah.
as far as like not knowing how to navigate or maneuver in the call center industry or you know, they didn't have the guidance. They didn't know which direction to go. And then they came across Telecom Millionaires Club, and now their call center has skyrocketed 10x. Like,
yeah.
that's the future for me.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And then, okay, so Telecom Millionaires, but then also your telecom call centers, and then your telecom infrastructure was your starter company.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. Now you're working on a few other things. What else
yes.
are you working on?
So I have right now... I just took my exam for here, out here in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So I took the class exam, passed that. I take the state exam at the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm going to pass that as well. So that's one thing I wanted to do. I said when I come out here, I still want to continue real estate. Atlanta was getting a little too dried up for me, so I was like, Miami. First time I came to Miami, my professor took me to the development of the new St. Regis building. Mm-hmm. And he was already like, I will assign condos to you. Just get your license. Because, again, when they hear the passion to drive, because I love real estate, too. Like, that's a whole nother.
That's your passion.
That's a passion. Real estate, I feel like everybody needs to have a stream of income in real estate. I don't care if you're doing an Airbnb, fix and flips, whatever. You get your license or you don't, investor. Like, make sure that you have a stream of income in real estate. So, yes. So, that's what I'm working on right now, mm-hmm. getting my state exam. Mm-hmm. Take it at the end of this month. And what else? Naked Aura. Yeah, which is my fitness line that is launching Friday on the 23rd. I think that's going to be the 23rd of May this month. So Naked Aura, honestly, you know, Miami, everybody wears active wear. Yeah. Everybody wears fitness clothes during the day. Mm-hmm. Like, when I walk out my apartment, that's all I see. The tennis skirts, the two-piece mm-hmm. sets, and that's all I like to wear, too. Like, it's comfortable. So Naked Aura, I decided, I used to have a company, so I used to do e-commerce, like Amazon dropshipping and eBay.
So
I used to sell lingerie. Mm-hmm. So Naked Aura birthed from Naked J Lingerie. That's what it used to be called back then. Mm-hmm. But Naked, I remember I was inside of Walmart at the time, and you know the Naked Juice? Mm-hmm. I was thinking of the name. I was already asking God, like, you know, I need the name. And I seen Naked Juices everywhere. Like, everywhere I went, I kept seeing Naked. So I'm like, Naked, okay. And then I was in an Uber one day, and the guy was like, how about Naked J? And I was like, ooh, I like that, Naked J. So Naked, just really the meaning of Naked for me is when you're naked, you're yourself, mm-hmm. raw, unfiltered. Mm-hmm. Everything is just laid out, and it's nothing to hide.
Yep.
So, and then Aura now, because that's what my fitness line is called, Naked mm-hmm. Aura. Your aura is this. Okay. Your confidence, mm-hmm. how you speak, how you walk in a room, how you captivate the room. Like, you
your
know,
vibe.
It's a vibe, exactly. Mm-hmm. So Naked Aura, just in the simplest of terms, unapologetically being yourself. So unapologetically doing whatever it is that you know you should be doing in this lifetime and being bold, a badass while doing it as well. So Naked Aura launches on Friday. I want every single woman that touches my Naked Aura, and the quality is crazy. Okay, my first vendor is the vendor I stuck with. Fast shipping, and I had a feeling, again, when you just let go, let God, he gave me the vision already for the fitness line. I literally just have been meeting him halfway, and everything else has just been aligning. The vendor was great, communication was great, the quality is great, everything is great, okay? So Naked Aura, when the girls, like, when y'all put on my pieces, y'all are gonna feel that aura. Y'all are going to want to go to the gym. Y'all not going to want to sit on the couch wearing my clothes. Y'all going to want to get up and out. Y'all going to want to show it off. In fact, my the company that I'm partnering with, Miami Pilates Company, the owner, she had to go take her kids to the school dance. She literally wore one of my pieces and put a skirt on top. So it's like, whether you're working out, whether you're going to go get, you know, a drink or something with your friends, your homegirls, like, Naked Aura is going to be the vibe. Taking over this summer, so
I love that. Yeah. I gotta get a few pieces for the wife
for sure.
Yeah, no,
I already got her. I told her.
I love that. I love that. So, Jonty, let's do this. Tell the audience if you could do three, mm-hmm. okay, three of the best business books you've ever read.
Okay,
what would you recommend? Sorry to put you on the spot.
You're definitely putting me on the spot.
It's okay. It's okay.
I don't want to say. Okay, everybody says this one. Rich Dad, Poor Dad, okay?
That's a good one.
That's like
solid.
That's like mandatory, yep. Okay? Another one I would say is, it has to be finance, you said?
No.
Okay, The Energy Bus, okay? That mm-hmm. taught me about communication and dealing with people, like, in business that could have, like, different kind of energies and stuff. When to get on the bus, when to get off the bus. And then the third one, I'll just say the Bible. That's the blueprint.
Love that.
That's
love
the blueprint.
That. I love that.
I'm like, God, I got to say the Bible, okay? That's the ultimate blueprint. And when you really read your Bible, you'll see how many different entrepreneurs were in the Bible.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Yeah.
There's so many groups here in Miami that are entrepreneurs that do Bible study, all that jazz. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So I would say Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That's like, but I have, if you guys follow me on social media, I'll post like some photos or something because I'm like I don't remember the title of the books, but I do remember what the covers and stuff look like.
Okay.
So, top three, Energy Bus, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and the Bible.
Okay. And for the last question, all right, so this is the Level Up Podcast. I always go ahead and, well, I mean, we made this podcast to help people with self-help, motivation, mindset, which is the biggest driver in, you know, you being successful in life, right? So right now, somebody that just listened to your badass story, okay, about being a telecom millionaire, what would you tell them? What would you tell them if you need to give them a few words of motivation, self-help, and they're looking to start, you know, their own telecom business or any business, and they're looking at you as motivation?
Okay. Be consistent and stay on top of your game. Make sure that you're able to not allow the voice of other people, when they see what you're doing, allow that to throw you off of your game. Because when people think call centers, like, yes, the people when you call into AT&T, Verizon, the people that you're talking to on the phone, they just think it's, like, just kind of unachievable, where it takes so much to get started. But for me, all it took was patience, consistency, and devotion. And if you can truly just be a student of this game, you're going to go places. It's just that a lot of people, they do. They back out of it because it's not a overnight success, but no business is. So don't ever think, in fact, don't ever think that any business is an overnight success anyways, because it's going to take work. Anytime you're building something great, it's not going to be easy to get there. So you have to just make sure that you know the end goal of why you're doing what you're doing, and that's going to give you the drive to do what you need to do, the steps you need to take, so that you can meet that end goal. But just be consistent. Telecom, just be consistent, and that's it.
I love that.
Yeah.
Simplicity equals success, guys.
Yes,
I mean,
it.
You just got to execute.
And I got to say, delusion feeds success. Be delusional. When you see these million-dollar contracts, like, you're going to be like, you can do it. I did it, so you can do it as well.
You got to be delusional to be a visionary.
Yes.
Because no one else is going to see your vision.
Nobody's seen mine. Not even my parents.
I love that.
They're like, what are you doing?
Usually common. I mean, my parents are the same thing. You know, they weren't over here cheering for me until, you know, they actually saw major proof. I'm talking about major proof.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? Yeah, even when I hit my first mill, they were like, maybe you got lucky, you know?
Really?
Yeah. So, I don't know. But anyways, that is the Level Up Podcast, guys. This is our guest, John C. She is running currently Telecom Millionaires Club. Check it out. You got your clothing line. And then where can the audience, our listeners, and our viewers actually find you?
I'm on YouTube as my name, John C. Hobson. And I'm on TikTok for @I'm.JohnC, as well as Instagram @I'm.JohnC, I'm.JONCI, only John C. in the world.
A lot of motivational posts on a daily basis.
Yes.
Good stuff. I love it. With that being said, guys, make sure to share this with someone who you know could help. Okay, guys, this is the Level Up Podcast. We are currently ranked top 3 in business in the United States. Guys, keep going ahead and sending those 5-star reviews on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you might be listening to this, guys. And also, make sure to add us on YouTube, guys. My name is Paul Alex. This is the Level Up Podcast. This is John T. We'll catch you on the next one.
See ya.
Thanks for listening up to the Level Up Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share with a family, friend, and everyone you know who's ready to level up. Leave a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you tune in. It really helps spreading the word. And don't forget to check out officialpaulalex.com for more episodes and resources to kickstart your journey. Let's level up together.